Sechtes Avei Dezor, Daf Mem, three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Tesla Beis, and a Mishnah in the middle of Daf Lamed Tesla Beis, the Mishnah stated Ve'ilu Mutarim Bachila, that these are the items of the Kichavim that's mutter for Yisrael to eat, and the Mishnah listed Ve'tari Shein Trufa, that if there's a small fish that was salted and it wasn't chopped up or minced, and when the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tesla Beis mentioned Taris Trufa, so Rashi stated Ve'taris Min Dogim Tana Meluchim, and Trufa Shenitvahu V'nishtabu Adogim Ve'in Yikarim, Hilkachai Shil. However, our Mishnah is talking about a small fish that was salted, wasn't completely chopped up, and as we will see, that as long as you could recognize it's simanim that's a kosher fish, then it would be mutter to eat. The next case of the Mishnah was v'tzir sheyesh ba dogel kilpah shaytatis bai. If a Jew buys brine from a guy and a non-kosher fish called a kilbis is swimming in it, then it would be a raya that this is kosher brine. And as Rashi at the bottom of the states, kilbis deilu me'aleh b'tzir dogem tayrim, that this is a non-kosher fish that seems like it's spontaneously generates in the brine of kosher fish, and if there would be brine of a non-kosher fish, then the kilbis would not form and would not grow in that brine. And our Gemara begins, we learned in the Braisa, at what point is this small fish not considered chopped, therefore it would be mutter to eat, that is referring to a case where although the fish is chopped up, but you could still recognize the head as well as its spine. As Rashi states, Kol Shiresh Veshedra shall call Dag Vidag Nikorin, Shadogim Nikorin Bureshim being Tummy Latar, and it's recognizable from the head of a fish if it's Tummy Otar, Shatmeim Roshein Chadin Veinlam Chuta Shedra, and the heads of non kosher fish are narrow and they don't have a spine, or as the Taisus would state, they don't have a spinal cord, and I and other Rishonim that argue on Rashi, certainly non kosher fish have spines. And keep in mind that at the top of that Mem and Aleph, we will see a Machlekes if the Gemara means Kol Shiresh Veshedra Nikor. They actually have to recognize the head as well as the shedra, or if the proper way to read a brisa is kol shroish oy shedra nikar, and the brisa continues ve'izay tzir sheish ba daga kol shekilbis achais shtei kilbis shaitatis bai. And when the Mishnah stated that's mutter for a Jew to eat the brine of a guy as long as the brine has a fish within it, that refers to at least one or two kilbis that are floating or swimming in the brine. And as we explained from Rashi, that these kilbis would not spontaneously generate if this brine was made from any non-kosher fish. And we continue on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and the Gemara asked Hashta Kilbis Achas Amrichari, that if we said that if the brine has one kilbis, then it would be mutter, so shtei kilbis mibayi. So why would we have to say that if it has two kilbis, it would be mutter? Why does the Braisa state kosher kilbis achas shtei kilbis shaitatis bayi? And the Gemara responds like Kasha, that this is not shver, as kambe psuchais kambe stumais. And Rashi explains that if there's an open barrel of brine, then there's a requirement they have to have two kilbis within it, as otherwise we would say that maybe this one kilbis that was found in the brine actually came from somewhere else. And as Rashi states, Chavis Psuchais Leisagi Bichada, the Ikalamema Ma'almanafel Bay. And whatever the Braisa teaches us, that if we had an empty barrel of brine, and as long as we find one dag kilbis that's floating in that brine, then it would be a simon that's kosher brine. And in Top Taisis, we ask two questions on Rashi. The first question is based on a Gemara that we will see in Daf Mem and Beis, and it's not relevant to our Sugya yet. And therefore, we will only mention Taisis' second question, as Taisis asks, for Eid Kasha, that if you're saying that we're going to be Choshish, that since the Chavis was open, so maybe the Kilbis fell in, even if there are two Kilbis within the open barrel, we should still be Choshish, that maybe the Kachavim placed the Kilbis in the barrel, and therefore it should not be right, that's Kosher. And because of these questions, so Taisa explains, that by open barrels, all you need is one Kilbis, the Ikalamema, Chriti Ozlalama, as we're telling Kula, and we will say that potentially the second kilbis jumped out of the barrel, and that's why there's only one kilbis. That we're always going to be title lekula al bestumet sarach shtayim, and the only time that we need two kilbis is only when you open a fresh barrel, and since it was previously sealed, therefore in order for it to be a valid simon that this brine is kosher, there must be at least two kilbis in the barrel. Keep in mind that we pointed out, or Rashi explains, that kilbis is a non-kosher fish. And the Mefarshim therefore discuss that according to Rashi, why is it that this non-kosher fish doesn't cause the rest of the brine to become not kosher? And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, and he explains that the kilbis was actually a small fish that was actually tar and actually kosher. The Gemara continues that the beginning of the Braisa stated, Ezi tar sheinu trufa kol shuresh v'shedra nikar. The Gemara now brings Machlikis Amroyim as to the explanation of this Braisa. As itma we learned, Rav Huna amach tei resh v'shedra nikar, and Rav Huna holds that the only way that we would be kosher, this taris, is only if you can recognize both its head as well as its spine. However, Rav Nachman Omar, Oy Roy Shai Shedra, Rav Nachman hold that you don't need both of these simanim. As long as one could either recognize the head of the fish or the spine of the fish, then it would be kosher. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, and Rashi learned that this question will be both on Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, as Mas Rav Ukba Choma, as Rav Ukba Choma asked the following question from the Mishnah Maseches Chulin, as the Mishnah teaches us over Dogim that the simanim kashrus of Dogim is kol sheish don snap of a kaskas, says, is any fish that has fins and scales. And as Rashi explains, Alma in similar Dogim Midova Acher, the kashal tabayu, since from the Mishnah Maseches Chulin it seems that there are only two simanim in order to find out if a fish is kosher or not, if it has snap of a kaskas, so l'chayr, the Rosh and Shedra are not a simon, and how could Rav Huna and Rav Nachman state that the Rosh or the Shedra are simoni kashrus by a fish? And I am unfortunate that point out that Rashi is explaining that the questions are Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and Rashi didn't explain that the Gemara's question is on the Brisa itself, as the Brisa certainly stated that either the Rosh or the Shedra are simoni kashrus, and l'chayr we should have the same question on the Brisa. However, if it would only be a question on the Brisa, then we'd be able to say that this Brisa is mishabeshta and it's not a genuine Brisa, but by the fact Rav Huna and Rav Nachman actually argued regarding this Brisa, so it seemed that they felt that this Brisa is a genuine Brisa. Therefore, the Gemara is both on Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, how could you be explaining this Brisa, and how could you consider this Brisa to be genuine if a Mishnah always trumps a Brisa? And the Mishnah Maseches Chulin teaches us that the only simoni kashrus by a dog is snapa v'kaskeses. And our Gemara answers, on Abaye, Abaye explains that certainly by most fish, the Rosh or the Shedra, or both the Rosh and the Shedra, are simoni kashrus of a fish, and kitanya hi, and when the Mishnah Maseches Chulin tells us that we know that a fish is kosher if it has snapa v'kaskeses, then it's specifically ba'arol palmoida, by specific species of fish called ba'arol palmoida, and those fish, the damaru shayu, the tameim, and their heads look like a tamei fish. That's why the Mishnah Maseches Chulin teaches us that in those species of fish where you can't tell the difference based on the head or based on the shedra, then you can rely on the simoni taira of fins and scales. And the Gemara continued that we just saw machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman if there's a requirement to have reish vishedra or if there's a requirement to have reish oishedra. Our Gemara now continues to explain that on Marihud Mishmei De'ula machlekes l'tal b'tziron, the only time Rav Nachman argued Rav Huna and he stated they could either have a simon of the reish or the shedra is only regarding someone that wants to dip something into the brine of the taris. However, al begufa and divrei hakol asa atchihei reish v'shedra nika, in regard to the actual fish itself, certainly even Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Huna that the only time that would be kosher to eat is only if after it was chopped up you could still recognize the head and its spine. Otherwise, you would not be able to eat this fish. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Zera, Mareish Havamat Blina B'tziron, that originally I thought that the machlekes is between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman was specifically in regard to the actual fish of the taris. Even Rav Huna would agree to Rav Nachman that in regard to the brine, all that you would have to recognize is either the reish or the shedra, and not both. And therefore, I dip my food into the brine of the fish of the taris, and even if I only was able to recognize either the head or the spine. However, kivin shemana lahada amar marihuda mishmei deula machlekes l'tal b'tziron al begufa divrei hakol asa atchei reish v'shedra nika b'tziron nami le'matpalina, so I wouldn't even dip anything into the brine, as I was passing like Rav Huna. As we saw, Rav Huna hold that even b'negei brine, there's a requirement to be able to recognize both simanim, and in the case where I only was able to recognize either the reish or the shedra, then I would not dip any of my food into the brine of the taris. Before we continue, let us see Taisis Diba Maschal Machlekes B'tziron al Begufan Loi, and Taisis Eas Bin Taima B'tziron Nami Issa D'Raisa. But eating non-kosher brine is also an Issa D'Raisa. Kedaminon, as we learn in Maseches Chulin, Hatmeim L'Rab B'tziron V'reitvon. Why would our Gemara say that there's a difference between the tzir or the actual fish itself? And Taisis Insis V'Yishleima the Vali D'Raisa Tziron Asa. Although certainly it's also to eat non-kosher brine, and the chilah between the tzir and the guf of the fish is as follows: as miu tziron batal b'raiv. However, gufan loy batal, the burial loy betela. Our Gemara continues: Amra Papa, the Papa states hilchasa ache reish v'shedra nika shakol achas v'achas. The halacha is like Rav Huna, even to be able to eat the brine of the taris she'ina trufa, you have to be able to recognize the head as well as the spine of this fish. If one has a basket with multiple fish that were chopped up, then for example, if there were five fish that were chopped up, then in order for you to be able to eat this fish, you would have to be able to recognize five heads as well as five spines. And the Gemara continues, Mesvei, we will ask a question on our papa from a brisa, as how could our papa state that in order for you to be able to eat this fish, you have to be able to be makar, the reish v'shedra, of each one of these fish, but a brisa Braises teach us Chatichas Dag Sheish Ben Simin Bein Bekulam Bein Bemiksasan Bafilu Beechum Meish Ben Kulam Mutares. If one has a bunch of pieces of fish and you could recognize one simin, and for example you find skin that has scales, which is a simin that this dag is tar, then it doesn't make a difference if the simin is on all of them or only on some of them, or even if it's on one out of 100 pieces, then it would be mutter to eat all of the pieces of fish. That there was a story with a guy who brought a barrel full of pieces of fish, and then they found a simin on one of the pieces, and Rav Shimon Gamliel was matted the entire barrel. The Gemara therefore asked that this seems against the psak of Rav Papa, as Rav Papa stated that you have to have a simin on every single fish. And the Gemara responds and explains, Tegemar Rav Papa, Hishachatichai Shavais, it's certainly in a case where there are multiple fish and they were chopped up, then certainly you have to have a simin for every single fish. And this Brice is talking about a case where there was actually only one fish and all the pieces were from the same fish. Therefore, the Brice teaches us, as long as you find one piece of this fish that has its skins and it has scales on it, and as long as you're able to put all the pieces of the fish back together, and we see that this actually came from one fish, then it would be mutter to eat the entire fish. And as Rashi states, what the Gemara now is, the Hakra Papa explained that we're talking about one fish, as if so, then what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? The Gemara explains, that one may have thought, although all the pieces of the fish fit together, but maybe we should still be Chayshish, that really it's actually two fish. It just so happens that the pieces fit together, really by only having found one piece of the fish that had scales, that should not suffice, and you should not be able to eat this fish, Kamash Malon, that we're not going to be Chayshish for that, and certainly we're going to say that this is all one fish, and therefore by having one simon and finding one piece of the fish that had scales, then that would suffice, and you'll be able to eat all the pieces of this fish. The Gemara continues, Ahu Avod, the Tzachnasa, the Asi L'Sicha, that there was a ship that was carrying chilak, which is a type of a tuna, which the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis stated, if one buys it from a goy, then it's asur b'achila, since when they're younger, they don't have snap of a kaskeses when they catch these fish, so there are the small fish that get mixed up with these that are dugim tameim. And as Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis stated, Hilkach Leishna Trufa of Leishna Ina Trufa, Ikalamechash Lechad Me'elav Beinim, the Dumrele V'loi Mikri. And Rashi pointed out, Avotaris Ein Shekets Deimila, Hilkach Ke'ina Trufa Sharia. Our Gemara tells us, Nafik Rav Huna Bachinna V'chazbe Kalpi V'sharia, that Rav Huna Bachinna went out to inspect these fish and he found scales on the boat, and therefore he said that all the fish that's on the boat would be mutar. And Rava said to Rav Huna Bachinna, that how can you say that just because you found some scales on a boat, there'll be matter all the fish on the boat if it's a place where there are many scales, and potentially there was some fish on this boat that actually had scales, but could be that the rest of the fish on this boat were not kosher, and therefore how can you say that all the fish on this boat are going to be kosher? The Gemara tells us, Nafki Shipurid Rava V'Asar, and Shipurid Rav Huna Bachinna V'Sharu, that there was an announcement that came out from Rava who said it's Asar, and there was another announcement that came from Rav Huna Bachinna who said that it's Mutar. And the word Shipure comes from a Lashon Shofar, as they used to blow a shofar in order to tell people that there would be an important announcement. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, Lididi Amuli Rapapi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti said that Rapapi told me, Ki Shar Rav Huna Bachinna B'Tziran Al Begufan Loi, that even though Rav Huna Bachinna announced that it would be Mutar, he only announced that it would be mutter to use the brine of these fish. However, you're not allowed to use the actual fish. And Amr Rav Ashi Ludi Amuli Rapapa, that Rav Ashi stated, Rav Papa told me, Ki Shar Rav Huna Bachinna Afilu Begufan, that when Rav Huna Bachinna said that it's mutter, he even allowed them to eat the actual fish. And Rav Ashi continues, Vano Loi Mesa Asuna Deka Amuli Rapapa, I won't paskin that it's usa to eat this fish, as Rav Papa told me that it's mutter to eat this fish, and Loi Mesha Shurina, and I won't say that it's mutter. This is based on the previous member that we saw, 8 lines from the top of the Amid, the Amma Mar Yehuda Mishmeid Ula, Machlekes Latav B'tziran, Al Begufan Divra Kol, Ad Shehi Reish V'Shedu Nikar, Shakol Echav Echad. And as we saw, Rav Papa stated that when there's a requirement to have a simin, then there must be a simin for each individual fish, and since over here there were only some scales, and there weren't scales for each individual fish, therefore I also can't paskin that would be mutter to eat all of these fish. And in Taisi's Dibu Maschel V'Chazu Be'Kalpi V'Sharia, where Taisi's bothered that how could you say it's mutter, if our Mishnah already taught us, but the Ge'er Chilek, that we have to be concerned that there are other fish amongst this fish. And Taisi explains, that we're talking about a case where the ship only had one species of fish, and at this point Taisi's bothered that why should anyone say it's usher? L'maisa, it was only one min, and they found scales, and Zok Pesis Umanda Osa Hainu Mishum Nishchichi Bekalpi Meikora, that since it's a ship, and there were many times that this ship went out with fish, so it's possible that the scales that were found were actually from a previous cargo, and wasn't from the current group of fish that was on the boat at this time. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that the Mishnah stated Sir Sheishba Daga would be mutter to eat, and that was brine that had the Daga Kilbis, which was inside it. The Gemara explained that there's a difference between a barrel that was Psuchais or Stumais, and Rashi explained that where it's Psuchais, there's a requirement to have two Kilbis. If the barrel was sealed, then there's only a requirement to find one Kilbis, and Taisis learned exactly the opposite. Our Gemara continues, Yosef Rabchina Ba'idi Kamed Rab Adabahava, the Yosef Ka'amar, that Rabchina Ba'idi was sitting in front of his Rabbi Rab Adabahava, and he got up to ask permission from Rab Adabahava to say something, and Rab Adabahava gave him permission, and then Rabchina Ba'idi once again sat down, and he said to Rab Adabahava that the halacha would be, that if a Chavim brought a small boat, and the boat was filled with barrels that had brine in them, so if you found a kilbis fish in one of these barrels, then psuchais kulamutaris. If all the barrels were open, then as long as you found two kilbis in one of the barrels, then all the barrels would be mutar. As Rashi states, just like there were two kilbis in this open barrel, so there were also two kilbis in all the rest of the barrels, and all of the others jumped out, and they are no longer around. And the likelihood is that all the barrels were full of the same type of brine, and if one of them was kosher, then the rest of them would be kosher. However, stumais, if the barrels were all closed and sealed, so himutaris for kulan asurais, so if you find one kilbis in one of the barrels, then that barrel would be mutar, but the rest of the barrels would be asur. We explain the Gemara based on Shitas Rashi. However, ayin tesis and diva maschal nimitzis kilbis, pirish heksha kilbis, hainu shtayim b'psuchas, l pirish Rashi l'el, l pirish Rabbefraim, shtayim b'stumais, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, on Malay, so Rav Adabahava said to his Talmud, Rav Chinan Ba'idi, minalucha ha, how do you know that this is halacha? And on Malay, Rav Chinan Ba'idi responded to his Rebbe, Rav Adabahava, mitlasa kroi shmili, me ravu shmul, Rav Ichran, I heard it from three trusted sources, which are as good as having three psukim in the Torah, as I heard it from Rav, as well as from Shmuel, as well as from Rav Ichran. As Rashi states, mitlasa kroi, megum chacham and belim, shem kedai lisbechaleim kala mikra, and Ayin Na'orach, who instead of being Gurish, shleisha kroi, he is Gurish, mishleisha kiroi, which refers to the three masters, and refers to the three great Talmud Chachamim, Rav Shmuel, and Rav Ichran. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us remember that on Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara stated, Achzor Avo B'Kisri, Kiri Dogim V'Ubra Nikach Mikol Adam, Cheskosan Einem Boyim Ela B'Plus of Aspamya, that is a special din regarding Kisri, that the fat in the innards of fish, as well as the eggs or the caviar of fish, could be bought from anyone, and even from Goyim, as the Chazaka that they only come from Plusa and Aspamya, which only have fish that are tar. Clearly, in all other cases, you can't just buy Kiri Dogim V'Ubran from a Goy. Our Gemara continues, Amra Breina Amrav, Kiri Dogim V'Ubran Eini Kachan Elimin Amumcha, that the innards and the fat of fish, as well as the eggs and caviar, can only be bought from an expert and someone that's trustworthy. And as the Talmud Rabbeinu Yen explained, Kleima Shei Adam Kosher V'Neman She'ina Meicha El Kiri Dogim Tayrim. The Gemara continues, Ramile Ula Rab Dostoy Dimin Biri, Ula Yes Rab Dostoy from Biri, a stira, as been the coming Rav, Kiri Dog V'Ubran Ein Chachan Elamin Amumcha, by the fact that Rav just stated that you can't buy Kiri Dogim or their eggs or caviar from a Goy, and you only could buy it from a Mumcha, the Mechlal, the Dag Tomei Isle Uba, clearly your Dag Tomei also has caviar, and that's why you can't buy eggs from a Goy. There's a potential to mix up kosher eggs and non-kosher eggs, Vermini and Uli Es Astira from a Braisa, as the Braisa tells us, Dag Tomei Mashrit, Dag Tor, Meto Basim, as Rashi states, Dag Atzboi, Neitzu B'mei Imoi, that the dog itself is created in the womb of his mother, and the procreation of a dog tummy doesn't occur with eggs, and instead it occurs within the female fish. Only a kosher fish produces eggs, and if so, why would it be usa to buy caviar from a guy if all caviar comes from a kosher fish? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Destoyed Minbiri responded to Ula, Sami Mekan Ubarin, in a chanami we should change the member of Rabbi in the name of Rav, and instead of learning Kirbi Dog of Ubarin, in a chachan el min amumcha, we should remove the word Ubarin, and Rav only taught us that Kiri Dogim Eini Kachan El Min Amumcha. However, certainly you're allowed to buy caviar from a guy, as the only caviar that is possible is only from kosher fish. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Zera, and Rav Zera responded, Le Tisame, you shouldn't change the din of Rav, and certainly Rav taught us that Ubarin Eini Kachan El Min Amumcha, and Tavaru Matila Beyim Ninu, and really both a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish both produce eggs. When the Braisa stated Dag Tomei Mashritz and Dag Tor Matal Beim, the Gemara explains El Zeb Mashritz Min B'chutz V'Zeb Mashritz Min B'fnim. What the Braisa means to tell us is that the eggs of a Dag Tomei stay within the fish until they hatch, and then the new fish come out of the Dag Tomei. However, the eggs of a Dag Tor immediately come out of the mother, and then they hatch outside of its mother. The Maisa, since both a Dag Tomei and a Dag Tor have eggs and have caviar, therefore Rav teaches us that even Ubarin ain't in Kochen element of Mumcha. The Gemara continues and asks Rav, Lomli Mumcha, that why does Rav require that it has to be a Mumcha, Libdoik B'Simanim? Why can't we just check and inspect the Simanim? The Tanya, and we learned to the Braisa, Ki Simani Beim, Kach Simani Dagim, that just like eggs of a kosher bird have Simanim that they came from a kosher bird, so too there are Simanim on Dagim, and the Gemara is Simani Dagim Salkadaitach, that certainly the Braisa can't mean that the signs of fish are like the Simanim of eggs, as certainly there aren't the same thing, and certainly Simani Dagim are different than Simani Beim, and as we know, Simani Dagim as Snapiv Kaskasas Ksibu, that the Simanim of a fish are fins and scales, and that has nothing to do with Simani Beim, and therefore the Gemara explains that what the Braisa meant to say is Elo Kisimani Beim Kach Simani Ubri Dagim, that the Simanim that show us if a bird egg is either Tar or Tamei is similar to the Simanim that show us if a fish egg is either Tar or Tamei, as the Braisa explains, Ve'eluhin Simani Beim, and these are the Simanim of kosher bird eggs, Kosher Koideris Fagul Galas, that the kosher eggs are narrow and they also are round. And as Rashi says, Shekoideris Meshucha Sherechova Breisha Echa Ve'elechas Umekateris V'nemeshachas, that it's wider on one end and then it tapers at the other end, and a kosher egg is also round, and as Rashi states, Agula Mitzideu Megalgalas, the Ein Sider Rechavim, and the circumference of the egg is round and it doesn't have square sides, and therefore it could be rolled, and therefore the Braisa explains Reisha Echad Kad Reisha Echad Chad, if one side of the egg is flat and the other side is pointed, then Tahira, then it's a simon that's from a kosher bird, Shnei Reisha Chadin Ushnei Reisha Kadin. However, if either both of its sides are pointed or both of the sides are flat, then Tmeya, then it's a simon that it comes from a non-kosher bird. And the Braisa continues that there are other simonim as Chalmon B'mechutz V'Chalmon B'mefnim, if the yellow is on the outside and the white of the egg is on the inside, then Tmeya, then that's a simon that comes from a non-kosher bird, and Chalmon B'mechutz V'Chalmon B'mefnim, if the white of the egg is on the outside, the yellow or the yolk is on the inside, Tar, then it's a simon that it came from a kosher bird. And finally, Chalmon V'Chalmon U'Rabim B'zeh, if the white and the yolk are mixed together, Zu Beis HaSheretz, this is a simon that it's a beya of a sheretz. And as Rashi explains, Salva Latam Matila Beimhein, that both the toad and lizards, which are two of the Shemayna Shratzim, they lay eggs. And Rashi explains that Sav is Daimel Tzaladeya, that the toad is very similar to the frog. And Rashi explains that what would be Nafkmina to know if the egg is from a sheretz, if Lemais we know that an actual egg of a sheretz is not Mitame. And Rashi explains that it would be Nafkmina if the egg gets a hole and then someone touches that egg, then it would be Tame Sheretz. But Lemais we see from here that there are simonim that one would be able to know if a fish egg is from a dog tar or from a dog tamei, and why does Rav specifically say that the only way that you could buy it is if you buy it from a mumcha? And the Gemara answers Amarava that in a chanami, if you would have the full egg, then certainly you'd be able to tell from the simon if it's a beyatar or beyatame. However, Rav was discussing in case kishina meichu, where the egg actually dissolved, and therefore you're not able to tell its shape, and you're not able to tell other features of the egg, and therefore there are no simonim. Therefore, Rav teaches us that the only way that you could buy caviar from a guy is only if you buy it from a mumcha. And the Gemara now continues and asks Rav Destoy de Menbiri de Amar Sami Mekan Ubron, that according to Rav Destoy, that explained that we have to remove the word Ubron from the member of Rav, as since a dag tamei doesn't have beim, therefore certainly it would be mutter to buy any beim from an evi kechavim. We continue on daf mem and beis, and the Gemara asks for Tanya, but we just brought a brisa that stated kisimani beim kach simani ubri dogim. Therefore, we see that there is a need for a simon by the eggs of fish, and therefore clearly we see that even a dag tamei has eggs and produces eggs. And the Gemara explains lav terutza kometaratz the law, that since when we originally brought the brisa down, the brisa stated kisimani beim kach simani dogim, and the Gemara had to say that it doesn't mean kach simani dagim, but instead it means kach simani ubri dagim. So once we have to change this brisa in any case, therefore instead of being goyus in the brisa kisimani beim kach simani ubri dagim, according to Rav Destoy, we'd be goyus kisimani beim kach simani kirbe dagim, that the simonim that we have for bird eggs would show us if it's a bird that was tar or if it came from a bird that was tamei. So too we have similar simonim that would show us if kirbe dagim came from a kosher fish or a non-kosher fish. L'maisa, the simen of the eggs of a oif was if the egg is flat and pointed, and therefore the Gemara is v'hech mishkachas pesim money kirbe dogim sheikad v'chad. How would we explain the simen that kirbe dogim would be flat and pointed? And the Gemara explains mishkachas la b'shlifucha, that we do find that there is kirbe dogim which would have a flat and pointed side, which refers to the air bladder of a fish, and that is the part of the fish that helps the fish breathe and is filled with air, as Rashi explains. The Gemara continues that Rav taught us that kirbe dogim v'ubarin ein kochen elamino mumcha. The Gemara is if ein shom mumcha mai, if there is no mumcha around, would there be any other eitzah in order for Yisrael to be able to buy the kirbe dogim caviar? And the Gemara explains Amar Yehuda kimin da oman nimalachtim mutarin, that if there is a seller that is Jewish and he said that I salted this fish and I know that this kirbe dogim and this caviar came from this kosher fish, then it would be mutar to buy the kirbe dogim, the caviar. And certainly there's reputational risk, as if the Jew would now take these eggs or the kirbe dogim to an expert, then he could find out if it's actually kosher or not. Certainly if the seller was lying, then it would ruin his reputation. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Omar, and Rav Nachman argues in Rav Yehuda, and he holds that it would not suffice if the Jew just says that this is the innards of the fish that I salted. Rav Nachman holds that the only way that you could buy from someone that's not an expert is Achyoyma Elu Dogim Ve'ilu Kurveyin, is only if the seller actually has his fish and he actually shows the fish to the buyer and he tells the buyer that this is the fish that I took the innards out of and this fish is kosher, and therefore certainly the Kirei Dogim are also kosher. The Gemara continues, Oyulei Rabbi Yehuda La'adadayla, that Rabbi Yehuda previously stated that someone could just say Ani Malachtim and it would be Mutter, he actually paskin this way, and he told Ada, who was his chef, Kivin Omani Malachtim Mutarin, that when you go to buy fish eggs or you go to buy fish innards, then as long as the seller tells you that I salted it and the kirbe dogim or these eggs came from that fish, then that would suffice and you don't actually have to see the actual fish. That we're talking about a case where the eggs actually dissolved, and Rashi explains Rav Nachman that when Rav Nachman states Elu dogim shiur loya dogim atzman al banim malachtim loy mehemen as the shema loy baki behen, as maybe he wasn't in baki as to the fish, as he didn't even know if the fish was kosher or not. And Rashi continues to explain Daigla Shamis, that he was a Shamis Rogali Yisachil Oisesuda L'sakin Tavshilin, and he was a chef or a caterer. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah V'Ola Shel Chiltis, that the leaf of the Chiltis is also going to be mutter for Yisrael to eat. Let us remember that in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hayom Beis, the Mishnah taught us Kurit Shel Chiltis is Asurin Ve'in Isurin Isarna, as we already learned in the Gemara that this was a type of pre which was very sharp, and when you cut it with a knife, then it's also Mishum Sham Nusa the Sakina, and it will be also because of the fat of the knife that gets muvla into this peri, and therefore our Gemara begins and states Pshita, that certainly the leaf of the Chiltis should not be Asar, as certainly it's not cut with this knife, and therefore what would be the reason that we would think that it's Asar? And the Gemara explained, Le Nitzcha El Lekratin Shabai, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if after you pull off the leaf of the Chiltis, you found some small seeds within the leaf or in the basket, then you could also eat those seeds. And the Gemara explains, one may think that they should be asar, as possibly the guy actually cut these seeds out using a non-kosher knife, then he mixed them into the seeds that were together with the leaf. Maybe one should not be able to eat them. Mashmalon, that we don't have such a chash, the hashtaruka hi deshtaruk for asar badei, and we assume that these seeds actually came off of the leaf on their own, and that's why they're on the leaf, or they're in the basket. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, v'zeisei gluskois hamagugolin, before they would press olives in the olive press, they would take the olives and they would put it into a kli that was a rounded kli, and they would put a lot of olives into this kli. Naturally, olives are very hard, and when the olives are near each other, then they warm each other up, and then it softens the olive, and it makes it easier to press these olives. And the Mishnah tells us that it's mutter to eat these olives, and the Gemara asks Pshita, that why would one have a habmina that you not be able to eat these olives? And the Gemara explains, Le'nitzucha, afagad du'rafi tuva, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if these olives are very soft, they're still mutter to eat, as ma'ar tima cham rambu, as one may have thought, and maybe in order to soften the olives, the goya actually put wine into them, and there's a problem of yayin esach, kamash malon, that this is not a chash, as hani machmas mishchu rafu, that the reason why these olives became soft is only because of the natural state of the olives getting warmer, and therefore they became softer. The Mishnah continued, Rabbi Yisi Aymeh shloch nasurin, and Rabbi Yisi argued in Tanakama, and he stated that if the olives become very soft, then we would have to be concerned that maybe the guy added wine into the olives, and therefore there's a problem of Yayin Esach. The Gemara is, Hechidami Shlochin, that when Rabbi Yisi speaks about Shlochin, at what stage are we referring to, and how soft the olives have to be in order for Rabbi Yossi to say that it must be that the goy added wine to the olives. The Gemara explains on Rabbi Yossi Babchina, Kol she'echse b'yodai v'garin nasi nishmetes, the shear would be that if someone would lift up one of these olives and the pit would fall out immediately, then we see that this olive became very soft, and that would not happen naturally, and it must be that the goy added wine, and therefore there's a problem of yayin nesach, and it would be asa b'achila. And Ayin Rashi explains the lashon shlochin shemishtalchen garinim atzmai, that it ejects its pit by itself. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yisi Oimah, shlochin asurin hechi dami shluchin kol she'ichse b'yodeh v'garin nasi nishmetes de kuli hay loy rafya eli yabu chamra. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next din of a Mishnah, hachagavim habo min asul asurin min ahefsek mutarin. If someone wants to buy a grasshopper from a guy, then if it comes from the basket that's in front of him, then it will be usur. And as we will see, because they will put wine on it in order to make it look nicer and in order to make it look like it's fresh. However, if the guy brings a fresh grasshopper from the storehouse, then it will be mutter. And as we will see, that certainly a guy would not add wine to any of the grasshoppers that are in their storehouses, as if wine is on a grasshopper for a while, then it would spoil or ruin the grasshopper. And as the Gemara continues and brings a brisa, Tana Rabbanan hachagavim v'kafrisim v'kapleites habadim min ha'itzu min ha'hefsek min ha'sfinu mutarin, that if a guy is selling grasshoppers or husks that cover caper berries or leeks that come from the storage area or from a stockpile or from a boat, then they're all going to be mutar. However, hanim karim b'katluzel f'nechem v'ni asurim, that those that are sold in the marketplace and are in the baskets that are in front of the storekeeper, those would be asa, v'mpleishim mizalf yayin aleyen, as there's a problem of yayin nesach, as they would pour wine on top of them in order to make them look fresh. The brisa continues with a similar din regarding apple cider, as v'chein yayin tapuchim sh'loi v'chavim haboy min ha'itza u'min ha'hefteg min ha'sfina mutarin. If a Jew wants to buy apple cider from a guy and it came from a storage area or from a stock area or from a ship, and therefore they were being stored for a long time, then mutarin, as certainly you wouldn't put wine into the apple cider, as the apple cider would be ruined. However, similarly, hanimka b'katluza also m'pneishim arim o'yayin, but if they're sold directly from the basket, then we would have to be chayshish that he mixed wine into the apple cider, and it would be us to buy that apple cider from the avik yichavim. Ayin tap tesis diba masal oitza heftek and svina, and tesis bothered, why did the Gemara have to give three examples? And zok tesis v'zu af zuktani sh'oitza m'skayim yesim meheftek and meheftek yesim esvina, and therefore the chiddush is, even if he brought these items from a svina, that would still be usher, as even though it's only being stored there for a shorter amount of time, we still are not chayshish that he put wine on them. Ayin rashi kafrisin v'kaplutais m'vusholim delakok v'kvushin, and they will preserve b'michbash m'skayamin v'ein behem b'shem b'shul v'chavim v'chalon chayin, and the isa b'shul akum doesn't apply, as they're eaten raw v'loy m'shem gil the tamagil paigboi v'loy mashpichoi. Rashi explains hefsek that this refers to makum kinusan shein atzurin sham zel zeh uvulaz pila, referring to a pile. The Gemara just mentioned that if there is fresh apple cider, then there's a chshash for yayin esech. If there is older apple cider, then there's no chshash for yayin esech, as if there would be yayin in the apple cider, then the apple cider would be ruined and would not last. Our Gemara continues with the story, as Tanur Abadah, we learned in the Braisa, Pamachas Chosh Rebbe B'meyav, that there was a time that Rebbe had a very bad stomachache. The remedy for a stomachache is to drink apple cider, and therefore Amar Klum Yeshad M'Shiyadea Yein Tapuchim Shalai V'Chavim Asa Emotah. Rebbe asked, is there anyone that knows if apple cider of a guy is mutar or asa? And Amar L'Fanam Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yisi, and Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yisi said to him, Pamachas Chosh Abba B'meyav, that there was one time that my father Rebbe Yisi had a stomachache, Ve'viyu Lo Yein Tapuchim Shalai V'Chavim Shal Shimim Shana, and they brought him apple cider, which was 70 years old, and therefore there was no chashash of yayin nesach, v'shasav v'nisrapei, and he drank it and he was healed. And Amaloi, so Rebbe said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yisi, Kol kachay biyotcha v'atem mitzareini, that you knew so much information and you withheld it from me, and meanwhile I had such a terrible stomachache, and you should have told this to me earlier. And batku matzu ayu kachavim echad, shahayu lo shleish meiz gavi yayin shel tapuchim shel shivim shana, and they went out and they searched and they found ayu kachavim that had 300 barrels of apple cider that was 70 years old, v'shasav v'nisrapei, and Rebbe drank it and he was healed. And Amar, and Rebbe gave a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave his world to people that would guard the world, even though this person that made this apple cider and put it away for such a long time is likely not even alive any longer, but since he put it away, therefore I was able to be healed. Therefore we see how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that he puts it into minds of people that they should think about future generations. As we saw a similar concept in Masechtas Tainis by the story of Chayin Magal, who asked a woman who was planting a carrot tree, then why would she be planting this carrot tree if it would take 70 years to grow? And she responded that just like there were people before me that planted carrot trees that I benefit from, I'm also planting carrot trees that the future generations will benefit from. The Gemara now continues and quotes the last two words of the Mishnah that stated v'chein l'truma, that just like we stated b'negei chagavim, that is the difference between abam and aslul, that's asurin, and min hafsek is mutarin, that the same din would apply b'negei truma. Our Gemara asks, my v'chein l'truma, what does our Mishnah refer to when it states that a similar din applies to truma? And our Rav Sheshe is v'chein l'koyin achashel limka truma l'shem chulin, that a similar din would apply to a koyin that is chashed to sell truma as chulin. Certainly we know that truma is less expensive than chulin, as there are less buyers for truma, and there was a chash regarding a koyin that he wanted to profit from his truma, and therefore he told people that he was selling chulin, but really he was selling truma, and in this way he would be able to make more money. And our Mishnah teaches us lefanavu da'asa, if the koyin has a stand in front of him and he's selling small amounts of produce from a stand that's in front of him, then that would be asa, as we have to be choshish that maybe it's actually truma. However, the Mishnah teaches us avabal mina itza mina hefzek umina svina muta, but if the koyin actually brings the produce directly from the warehouse or from a ship, then we would not be choshish that this produce is actually truma, and we would actually believe that it's actually chulin. And Rav Sheshes explains that what is the reason that there's a chilut between the produce that's in front of him and the produce that he brings from a storehouse or from a ship, as a tuta mirtat, that the koyin is always concerned that maybe the rabbanon would find out that he's actually claiming to sell chulin, and meanwhile he's switching it with truma. Therefore, certainly the koyin would not do so if he's taking these payers from the oitzer, as then the rabbanon would be mafka the entire warehouse, and instead of him making a lot of money, he would actually lose a lot of money. And as Rashi states, umafsidu minoi yafkiru es kol oitzer, masha inkin, when he has a small amount of produce in front of him on his stand, then he's not concerned, as even if the rabbanon would find out that he's actually selling truma, so he would be mafka everything that's in front of him, and that is a small amount, and therefore he's willing to take that risk, and that's why it would be us to buy any produce from him when the koyin is selling this produce from a small stand that's in front of him. Hadnalach imamidin, hadnalach imamidin, hadnalach imamidin, and we will stop over here.